Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Nancy Zalek, the president of the Mankato Area Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure having you on, Nancy. Today is the second part in a two-part series on community foundations and the impact they have on their local communities. And last week, you talked a little bit about the opportunities to give, to donate to community foundations. Could you elaborate a little bit more on the flexibility with those donations?
The community foundation is that trusted resource to work with donors who want to give back to their community, and they can do it in so many different ways. And we can be incredibly flexible in philanthropy to meet the needs of each donor, whether it's in the area they want to give to or the way they want to give. Do they want to give while they're alive? Do they want to leave a bequest? Do they want this to be a contribution that will last into perpetuity? Do they want to give right now? There's so many different ways that we can facilitate philanthropy, but that's the real reason is to help the generous people in our community find a way to make this a better place to live and work and raise your family.
Indeed, and you talk about some of the flexibility, and it's interesting because I think a lot of folks who have a giving spirit don't realize how many different avenues they could pursue for giving to a local community foundation. That's the first part. And then the second part, I think, is I think some people are scared away because they think it has to be this massive amount of money. And really, modest gifts are probably as common as large gifts. Wouldn't you say that's probably true?
You're right. There are so many different ways to give, and a lot of people, we start talking to them when they're a little bit younger, because philanthropy is just one of those things that becomes a little bit addictive, because you can give a gift in the community and you can see the difference it can make. And so people can start out small, and they can work up as their situation changes in their lives, because things ebb and flow throughout. You know, you have little kids, you're putting them through college, and you change jobs. Sometimes there's just better times to be philanthropic than other times. And then ultimately, a lot of people use the community foundation. They leave gifts to us in their estate, which is another wonderful way to leave a legacy. So the flexibility and the amount that, you know, we do a lot of scholarships that people really love to give to kids wanting to help enhance their post-secondary education. That's, you know, not always something people think of the community foundation for. So there are just so many different opportunities this way.
Well, Nancy, I want to thank you for sharing with us today about philanthropy and community foundations, and best wishes to you and the Mankato Area Foundation.
Absolutely, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. It's something I genuinely get excited talking about, so thanks for giving me the chance to talk about community foundations.
Nancy Zalek, the executive director of the Mankato Area Foundation, and this is the second and final part of our two-part series on community foundations here on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.